The state of Maine last year spent more than $21 million to provide free lawyers to people who can't afford legal representation in court. And while defending people accused of crimes can be expensive, much of that number may be due to overbilling. That was one finding of a report by the Sixth Amendment Center in Boston, which advocates for indigent legal defense. Now reporting from the investigative news service Pine Tree Watch looks more closely at that finding and concludes that oversight of the bills attorneys sent to the state's Commission on Indigent Legal Services was so lax that some attorneys were paid as if they'd worked more than 80 hours a week all year with no vacations or sick time. Samantha Hogan reported that story for Pine Tree Watch. She says the billing system leaves a lot of questions unanswered.
They've only looked at billing by individual cases. And so they're seeing a slice of an attorney's year or days that they worked on a case, but they were never looking at it holistically. They weren't looking at it like on a calendar. When a new alert system came online in June, they were able to start to see when attorneys were billing more than 12 hours in a calendar day. And this has started to raise additional questions about the accuracy of the bills that attorneys are submitting for representing Maine's poor.
There were a few attorneys who popped up in your investigation, most notably attorneys at the firm Fairfield & Associates, which billed $1.46 million to the state for indigent defense in fiscal year 2018. That firm worked on some high-profile, complicated cases, but they also billed a very large number of hours. They declined to speak to you for this story, but tell me what you found.
When you look at 5 years of financial data that underpins the Sixth Amendment Center report and underpins our reporting as well, you see that they really had an exponential growth in their caseloads and in their earnings. They control 7% of indigent cases or court-appointed cases in FY 2018, and they were making $1.46 million off the defense of Maine's poor in 2018. So they are making more money and they're controlling more cases than any other firm.
Within the Commission on Indigent Legal Services, there has been some disagreement about spending oversight, with the commission's executive director generally finding that there hasn't been overbilling.
So the Maine Commission on Indigent Legal Services is a very small state agency. They only have 3 to 4 employees that work inside their office. And yes, John Pelletier and Lynn Nash, who is the accountant technician for the state agency, do butt heads quite often on whether costs are appropriate or not. And Lynn Nash spoke to me extensively about her concerns that there is overcharging occurring for attorneys and experts and law firms who are providing services to Maine's poor. And John Pelletier, on numerous occasions, has ultimately concluded that there's not evidence of improper billing, that there's not evidence of fraud occurring, and he has only ever brought disciplinary action against one attorney, and that attorney is no longer rostered with the Maine Commission on Indigent Legal Services. But that's one attorney in 9 years. And what our reporting shows is that there are people that billed as much and more than that attorney that was actually found to be billing more than 24 hours in a day, to be inflating the hours that he was working on discovery. So Lynn Nash has had major concerns about how much money may have been flowing out of the agency that also fell into that area, that gray area where bills might not have accurately reflected the work that attorneys were doing on cases.
Now, the commission is meeting next week to talk about how to address some of the issues in the system that were raised in the report and recommendations by the Sixth Amendment Center. How would those recommendations address these issues?
So the commission is meeting to speak generally about the findings of the Sixth Amendment Center report. They are an advisory arm of this state agency. Ultimately, it's going to be up to the judicial committee in the state legislature to put forward a bill that would actually try and implement some of the findings and recommendations in the Sixth Amendment Center report. And I have spoken with Senator Michael Carpenter, who's the chair of that committee, and he does plan to see that bill or perhaps in another emergency bill also be introduced and go through the legislature in 2020. We're also going to see government oversight continue to look at this along with OPEGA.
That's reporter Samantha Hogan of the investigative news service Pine Tree Watch. The public hearing on the Sixth Amendment Center report will be next Tuesday at the State House in Augusta. You can read that report along with Samantha's story, The High Cost of Poor Defense, at our website, mainepublic.org.